Amen. You may be seated. We started off last week talking about fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. We say to you, the book of Acts is not actually the acts of the apostle. It's the acts of the Holy Ghost, the book of Acts. And we come to turn to the sixth chapter of Judges, because we come to a point asking the question, why we are not seeing God move like he say he can move. And we come to the conclusion God is not at fault. So it's some correction that the church have to make. Some correction that the believers have to make. Amen. Are you willing to make those corrections? As I said this morning, I said it to you a few minutes ago, there's so much tradition that has been served so many years that a lot of time we think we got it all out, but we're still holding on to some of it. And it's the very thing that's blocking the line for the miraculous to come through. But I want to see the supernatural God. I want to see the God who make you want to see him more. Riches and religion won't produce that kind of God. And so as I meditate and pray about training you and developing you, and the word I left out on last Sunday was when I was reading in Ephesians about the in Ephesians 4:11 about the apostle, prophet, the five governmental office the Lord have set. And we read in the 13th verse what they were set for, the perfecting of the saint, edifying of the body of Christ, to build a church up. There's a word that is so important. We talk about maturity. We talk about being complete. We talked about perfecting. But there's a word called equipping. Equipping the saints. Say that with me. Equipping the saints. Yeah, equipping the saints. Now, when the saints become equipped properly with spiritual instruction, then the supernatural begin to manifest. If you're not properly ready, you can't handle the supernatural. And at large, the church is anemic. And she needs a blood transfusion. Because God is ready to work, but he has to have certain instruments he can work through. Real important word is yield. Another important word is submission. So you can push your ego back. Your ego is a trap. Ego reads scriptures. And it's a trap that keeps you from going into the manifested will of God. So when I was talking about this, and we started out about fresh acts, you remember last week, releasing fresh apostolic anointing on the body of Christ for fresh acts of the Holy Ghost? See, can you fit around this? Training for the supernatural to happen. Training for the supernatural to happen. There's a certain training that has to transpire before the supernatural can happen. All right? Another statement I want you to get this morning. You had Judges chapter 6. Another statement I want you to get is, let me get to it. There's another statement I want you to look at this morning. How to start a chain reaction of the miraculous. So I'm dealing with two subjects. But how to start a chain reaction. In other words, once it started, it just started rolling and rolling. If it started on a roll, say if it started on that front row there where Charles and Roy and them, it'll just roll on that rope, a chain reaction, if we open to it. Because if you ever get around the anointing, it affects you. If you can get one person anointed on your robe, something will happen to you, because you can't be around the anointing and something supernatural does not happen. See, that lamb man was expecting to receive something, didn't it? Third chapter of Acts, you remember he got healed? The Bible said he was expected to receive something. Now, Paul and Silas said, Paul and Silas, who that was? Paul and somebody. Peter. Who was it? Peter and John. Peter spoke up and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I'll give it to thee." But he couldn't give it unless the man was expecting it. Now, I tell you what, sometimes I come here with a whole lot and take it back home. Because you're not open enough to receive it. You're ready to go. You got other things on your mind. And you just come to pay the Lord a visit. But in these times, you're going to have to be open for the Lord to bless you like, and nothing else can do you like Jesus. You can't get blessed nowhere else like Jesus can bless you. So just pay attention, expect to receive something, and things can happen. So how to start a chain reaction of the miraculous, not just in the church building. I'm talking about in your personal life. Just things happen you can't explain. This question in the 13th verse of this 6th chapter, and I'm going to read further this morning because the Lord answered this boy. And he's going to answer you. Why I'm not seeing the miracles in my life? Why are things not happening? Here we go. 13th verse. And Gideon said unto him, "O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us?" See, we asked one question. And he said, "And where be all his miracles, which our father told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianite." Now watch what the Lord said to him in verse 14. And the Lord looked unto him and said, "Go in this thy might." Gideon said, "What might? What are you talking about? Go in thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianite. Have not I sent thee?" Now, that's important. He told him to go in his mic, but he didn't quit there. He said, "Have not I sent thee?" Then he's going to go further. Now, watch. And he said unto him, "Oh, my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." Look at verse 16 now. And the Lord said unto him, "Surely, I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianite as one man." See, answer this question. See, Gideon, you really not going to do it. I just want to use you as an instrument to flow my power through to my people. Got that? See, because sometimes we think we got to do it. No, you don't have to do it. He said, "I'm going to do it." Now, look at Acts 19. Acts 19. Because if he did it once, he can do it again. How many of y'all believe that? Yes. Acts 19. I'm going to read two scriptures from that. Acts 19. And then I'm going to give you some principles to get you ready for the supernatural. In Acts 19, verse 11 and 12, I'm going to let you read this with me. Get it in your guts. You ready? 11th verse. Great, read. "And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul." Underline "special miracle." God wrought special miracle. Hallelujah. By the hand of Paul. Glory to God. Whew. "And God wrought special miracle by the hand of Paul." Old folks say, "I look at my hand looked new." You remember anybody ever heard that? "I look at my feet, and they did too." Hallelujah. God wrought special miracle through the hand of Paul. Paul was a man too. So verse 12, "So that from his body was brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them." Where is all this happening going on at? And so there's some things we have to know. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. There's some things we have to know in order to function like that. How many of y'all won't function like that? How many of y'all call your name? God wrought special miracle through you. Not me, you're supposed to call your name. God wrought. Hallelujah. Well, one of the things the Lord said to me to tell you, we must stop living in the shadows of the supernatural. What did happen? What Daniel did? What the Hebrew boys did? We're living in those shadows. Those lessons was not for us to live in the shadows. The lesson was to tell us we can get into the action. Now, on the other hand, he says, the Holy Spirit wants us to live in the substance of the supernatural. Shadow, substance. Shadow, substance. Now, the church, most of it is in the shadow. But it's time now for the church to begin to live in the substance of the supernatural. Say substance,
substance
of the supernatural.
Supernatural.
Now, you get these words. I may show you some scriptures on them. But suddenly, immediately, and straightway, a description of how the supernatural functions. You heard that? See, because the supernatural, Marvin, sometimes cannot work for us because we're in such a waiting mode. We've been taught faith that wait. Someday it's going to happen. Why it can't happen today? Actually, why it can't happen today? Why you can't get your answer today? Ask him, why you can't get your breakthrough right now? We say, God, or right now, God? The excitement have left out of the church. It's been replaced by emotion. That's emotion going to come, but something else needs to happen besides emotion. Then we can have real excitement. Not wake up excitement, real excitement. So I'm looking for some suddenly thing to happen. And some immediate thing to happen. Things we cannot explain. We just got to say God did it. When the supernatural begin to function, things are going to start happening suddenly. Immediately. Straightway. That's the language the book of Acts talked because the Holy Ghost was moving. That's Holy Ghost language. Suddenly, immediately, straightway, that's Holy Ghost language. Tell somebody that's Holy Ghost language. If I show you, you're going to do it?
Yes.
This prescription that I'm going to give you this morning is going to start supernatural all up in your house. You can do this. Because you have the nature of God on the inside. You understand me? I said you can do this. Don't look at the other point. I said you can do this. Good God Almighty. Now I'm going to teach you this morning how to start a chain reaction of the miraculous. Number one, turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Number one, Acts chapter 4, hallelujah. I don't know how far I'm going to make it. I'm getting drunk already. Acts chapter 4. Been drinking, I was sipping, but I stopped gobbling it down. I said, I'm going to take a little sip. You know, you take a little sip, you last longer, you know. But then I start drinking, man. Give me another one. Making your requests for the supernatural known to God and receiving it by faith. Now we're about to see this thing, boy. This thing gonna happen. It's gonna happen. We're gonna see it so clear in the scripture. Making your requests for the supernatural known to God and receiving it by faith. You got that? So if you want the first step, if you want the supernatural to happen in your life, you got something you're dealing with, and you need extra movement of God to take care of it. I'm teaching you now, by the Spirit of God, how to do it. You make that request, God, I need something supernatural to happen. Because the text we're about to read, when something or somebody, or even a group of body are against you, that's a good time for the supernatural to manifest. When you're dealing with something you can't handle, and your friends can't handle, and money can't handle, that's a good place to call on God to move in His majesty. We serve a sovereign God, meaning that there's nothing can stop Him. I say we serve a sovereign God. That means that nothing and nobody can stop Him. And so your challenges are a indication or an invitation. Oh, good God Almighty. The challenges that come in your life is an invitation from God for the supernatural. It's not no time to be crying and denying now and talking about how I'm going to make it. No, when you're challenged, when you're overwhelmed by something in your life, it is God giving you an invitation to trust Him with all your heart, to lean not on your own understanding, acknowledge Him in all your ways, and let Him begin to direct your path through this maze that you don't understand. You don't know what to do, but I got my eye on Him. So wait a minute now. So you mean to tell me things that came in my life that was trying destructive and trying to stop me or my family? You mean to tell me I went to praying and casting out devils and all that and didn't know that it was the devil trying to do something to me, but every time the devil tried to overwhelm me, it's an invitation for the supernatural? I don't know if you fully understood what I said. But somebody in here got a problem. Let's talk about it. If you're falling and running low, fun running low and you need a flow. And the reason I talk about this, Todd, is one of the main things the body of Christ dealing with is finance. I know that. But if you're fun, let's just say if you're fun running low and you need a flow, man, that's a good time. House no due next month. You got 20 days to get it and your job ain't talking to you. No, it's not long enough. But all of a sudden, you think about it, say, God, I need some supernatural money. Doctor done shot you everywhere. Doing pretty good, but you're not doing like you should do. Doctor give you everything he know out. Say, God, I need some supernatural healing. Anybody here came here worrying? Anybody came here discouraged this morning? Anybody came here saying under their breath, I'm tired of this mess? You're the very candidate for the supernatural. Those of us who's chucking along and thinking everything is all right, ain't we? Ain't never seen no supernatural. We think we got it made. No, you got to recognize there are some deficiencies in your life and you need God. Take me to the next level. Good God. Take me to the next level. Sit down a minute. Sit down. You mean to tell me what I'm going through is a chance to shift me to another level? You mean to tell me God has tricked the devil again? The devil thought he would put me down, but God wanted him to put me in a position that I can call upon Him and He can show Himself strong. Oh. Ask your neighbor, you came here with anything? Ask your neighbor, you came here with anything? Tell him you're going to get it today. The supernatural, the miraculous, handle what you can't handle. Don't try to handle it. There's some stuff you don't supposed to try to handle yourself. You're supposed to say, God, I can't handle this. Help! What you dealing with this morning? What's on your back? What seem to be blocking you? What breakthrough your family can't get? You're at the right place. You're about to see some things this morning. You're at the right place. I say you're at the right place. I'm ready for the supernatural me. I'm ready for straightway, suddenly, immediately. Can't explain it. I'm ready to shout. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm ready to shout while the wall's still standing. Because I know they must fall. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Carl, I'm going to get back to that because I got some principles I got to give, but you understand what I'm saying? Just because if you have an overwhelming problem, shout the victory, because now God got to move in my life. Did he promise never to leave me nor forsake me? Sit down, let's read this scripture. Making your request for the supernatural known to God, receiving it in faith. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29, just see your problem in this. And now, Lord, behold, they are threatening. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, I feel a rumbling. And when they had prayed, the Bible said, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Now put a pin there, because I'm going to finish reading that. Some more things I need to read. But I had an experience like this. I told you about this experience. I was in a barrel, a shed where it was just barrels stacked on top of each other, and the concrete was real thick. I mean real thick. Concrete. And all of a sudden, a rumbling started in that shed. And that concrete started shaking. And the barrel started rattling. So I didn't know what it was. I ran out. Ran to the phone booth and called my aunt. She's going home. She lives to be 97. Her son's sitting in there now. I called Aunt Alice. I said, Alice, I was in a shed. It's full of concrete. And I said, the barrel was rattling. And I ran out of that. She said, get back in there, boy. That's the Lord. Get back in there quick. That's the Lord. I went on back up in there, boy. I must have gotten me some anointing when I went on back in there. So I know earthquake and shaking don't bother me. I've been shook before. And I recognize, see, that's the Lord. See, the Lord, the supernatural works out of the ordinary. Defy nature. A divine reaction take place. The chemistry of the situation change. You can't doubt if you want to doubt. Or you can declare that God is about to bring me out. You can't explain it, but you know he's there. It's time, Shirley, to have them type of experience. It's time. We've been praying long enough here now. We've been reading this Bible long enough. It's time to have some earth-shaking experience where God shaked the whole world just for you. I tell you then, you won't have to tell nobody to come to church then. Miracles start happening. Everybody coming to church. Look what happened here. Good God Almighty. And when they had prayed, verse 31, see, they made their request. The players were shaken where they were. Assembled together. Oh, we assembled together, aren't we? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You're going to see the Spirit move. And they speak so that the word of God was born. So that's the double combination. They're filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking the word of God with boldness will start the supernatural. Good God Almighty. And the multitude of them that believe was of one heart, and of one soul. Good God. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. My willing to share. And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace you brought your shouting clothes. You're being trained for the supernatural to happen. The supernatural is here right now. You have to get rid of all your regular thinking. You can't run on regular fuel here. You need super fuel. You need the Holy Ghost. That's part of your super fuel. And the word of God spoken in boldly. That'll fuel you up for the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Training for the supernatural to happen. You got to be trained. How to start a chain reaction of the miraculous. First part, you make a request. Now the second one, it gets stronger. Turn to Matthew 27. Glory to God. Man, I feel the supernatural right now. Man, God, you're going to deal with what you're dealing with. That's what church is all about. I go to church and the man of God preach and the woman of God preach, and God deal with what I'm dealing with. I go home unloaded. Left all that junk. Now, this is not Sunday school stuff I'm about to tell you now. You know, the first thing was making your request. Now, the second thing is by releasing your spirit to God, the Holy Ghost. By releasing your spirit to, you know the Holy Ghost is God, right? Yes. To God, the Holy Ghost, because he is the Godhead. He's part of Godhead that is in charge of the supernatural, in charge of miracles, in charge of the miraculous. The Holy Ghost is in charge. Good God Almighty. Somebody help me here. The Holy Ghost is in charge of the supernatural. The Holy Ghost is in charge of the miraculous. He the one make it happen. You know, it was him that changed that water to wine. It was the Holy Ghost. It was him that kept multiplying that bread and fish in them disciples' hands. The Holy Ghost was there. 1,000 more, 10,000 more piece of bread. The Holy Ghost was that orchestrating that thing. It's him that kept putting them fish in Peter's net. It was him when that meal, like it was run out, because the prophet had spoken a word, that meal kept coming up in that barrel. It was the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost who got in that little cup of oil that woman had, and all them vessels them boys brought, all kept coming out there. It was the Holy Ghost. When you get to pray, God, I ain't talking to nobody else about this. I'm going to just talk to you about this. I want you to handle this for me. Now, and then you call God on the carpet. You say it, that if I do this, you do that. You said, if I be willing and obedient, I need to go to the land. You said it. We got to stop voting on everything. This is not no vote. This is a straight through ticket. Some of y'all don't even know how to release your spirit. And I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about releasing your spirit. Sit down. Let me show you. Stop releasing your flesh. Stop releasing your senses. Stop releasing your good idea. Release your spirit. That your spirit can connect with the Holy Spirit. And your Holy Spirit can connect you. Whoa, Jesus. I don't know how to say this. The Holy Spirit, you release your spirit. The Holy Spirit connect you with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit connect you with all God can do. No, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. I just showed you a secret. You release your spirit, connect with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit bring forth all God can do. You see it? You release your spirit, connect with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit bring forth all God can do. Tell me what can stand up to that now. You release your spirit. You got a right to release your spirit. I'm going to show you how. You release your spirit. Connect with the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit bring forth all God can do. Now I'm asking you a question. What God cannot do? Well, somebody, you know, some real smart say he can't fail. I know that, but I'm talking about what he cannot do. Now, you say, well Reverend, Apostle, a pastor, call me, what should I do? I'm releasing my spirit to the Holy Ghost. By faith, I'm just releasing my spirit to the Holy Ghost. By faith. And God, I'm expecting you to do something about this. I'm tired of this mess. See what happened. Do you know what's going to happen if all God can do come on the scene? If all God can do decide to park and stop and get out the car by your house? You understand what I'm saying? A chariot come flying by your house, stop right in front of your house, and the Lord step off to come see about his child and do for you what need to be done, and nobody can stop him. This is the supernatural. This is the miraculous. This is suddenly. This is immediately. I don't have to wait for no 3 months. It's about to happen right now. How many of y'all ready for some right now blessing? High five somebody and tell me it's time for some right now blessing. Tell somebody, I don't see why I can't have it. I'm going to ask for it, and I'm releasing my spirit right now to the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to prepare you what you're about to hear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We just defeated every problem you had. Y'all don't believe me. We just defeated every enemy you have against you. You will not be hallowed another day in your life, for you know what to do. Where light comes, darkness has to leave. Your spiritual breaker has been turned on. That runs all the lines to your life. Matter of fact, I want you to turn it on. Turn your breaker on. That's the breaker to the supernatural. That's the breaker to the miraculous. That's the breaker that I'm going to make a request to God. I'm going to release my spirit to the Holy Ghost and all that God can do coming on the scene just for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Woo! Glory to God. Glory. 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 Yeah. Glory. Y'all better help me. Yeah, glory. I'm not gonna let you go till you help me. Glory. I'm like Jacob this morning. I'm like Jacob. I'm not gonna turn you loose until you help me. Glory. 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 Glory, 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 hallelujah, 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 oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell the person that you turn me loose so I can shout and praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Now listen, you ain't gonna get no supernatural being all stiff and scared. Hey, 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 somebody calling my name. Hallelujah. Hush, hush. Somebody calling my name. Hallelujah. Hush, hush. Somebody calling my name. Hey. If I ever been delivered, I'm going to get delivered this morning. I'm going to get delivered today. I'm going to get delivered right now. I'm breaking free right now. Hey. We're training for the supernatural.
There's got to be some crazy praise for the supernatural to come. People got to do whatever God tell them to do. You can't worry about what people say about you. If you want the supernatural to happen, you got to get out of the natural. Get out of the natural. Get out of the natural. You got to get out of the natural. Get out of the natural. Get out of the natural. Jump out of the natural. You want the supernatural to happen, you got to get out of the natural. Good God Almighty. Worry about what somebody say. Woo! Get out of the natural. Get out of the natural. Quick, quick, quick. Get out of the natural. Hurry up. Get out. Hurry up. Get out of the natural. Woo! Well, here's another principle. Right in the midst of this praise, he gives it birth right here. If you want the supernatural to work, you got to get out of the natural. Get out of the norm. You have to open the door for the supernatural. Open the door for the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost have his way with your life right now. Holy Ghost, have your way. God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. The shepherd is feeding his sheep. The shepherd is feeding his sheep right now. The shepherd is feeding his sheep right now. The shepherd is feeding his sheep the supernatural. Here the Spirit of God says, man bondage is his own fault. He could be released any moment. She can be released any moment. Your bondage is your own fault. Glory to God. Get out of the natural. Get out of the natural. Get out of the natural. The supernatural will come. If you get out of the natural, the supernatural will come. You too busy in the natural. Get out of the natural. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let me call your attention back a minute. I know we got in the spirit. That's good. We got out the natural, people on the floor, people running, people wilding. But that's the supernatural coming in, you see. It overwhelmed the flesh. It overwhelmed. But I want to read this scripture before I leave. You got your Bible? I don't care if you stand up on your head or whatever you want. I don't, your Bible. Ah! God come, everything works. God Almighty. By releasing your spirit. Now this is by releasing your spirit to God, the Holy Ghost. Now notice what the master did in Matthew 27 and 50.
Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, he said, Father, I can't handle this no more. I need a demonstration. I need a manifestation of the supernatural. I've taken it as far as I can go. So here's what I'm going to do right now. The enemy think he got me, but here's what I'm going to do. He don't know I had a secret weapon. I'm about to yield my spirit to you. Yeah, that's what he did. He said, look at the 50th verse. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost. Well, in other words, Jesus released his spirit back in the hand of God. When he did that, the enemy saw the supernatural and became afraid. I'm going to show it to you. Then the refreshing of the Lord present is released. When you release your spirit, the refreshing of the Lord present is released on you. Are you looking at me? When you release your spirit, a fresh presence of God comes to you. You can call it a fresh anointing. You can call it what you want. It's a fresh presence of God. Now, you got your shouting clothes? When Jesus yield up the ghost or release his spirit, something happened. And I'm going to tell you what happened. The veil is removed from the spirit world and the supernatural. The veil is removed. Now the veil has to be removed by a released spirit. you better be ready for this. You better be ready. In the same opening, in 27 and 51. You had the 51st verse? Now what he did, read to me what he did in the 50th verse. Read. Now he didn't say he died. He yielded up the ghost. You as a believer have a right to release your spirit in any situation and put that situation in another category. That's why we're different than that. That's why the church different than that. We're different than technology. We're different than cytology. We're different than psychology. We're different than science. We can release our spirit and bring something on a scene that science can't figure out. Are you following me? Now, what happened when he released his spirit? All right, I'm glad you asked. The veil is removed. See, there's a veil over the church today. There's a veil over our eyes that we can't see. There's a veil over our ears we can't hear. That the religion and tradition have stopped our ears up. And that the church at large, I'm talking about the whole church now. Everywhere, Chicago, California, church at large can't move in the spirit. I see men try to move in the spirit, they can't move. Can't move in the spirit because their ears are stopped up. And they got too much competition, too much jealousy, too much ego, trying to see who the best preacher, all that mess. Just let God be God, man. Let a little slob run down on your suit. Spit a little bit. Oh, let God be God. When the veil is removed, this morning we're going to remove the veil of the supernatural off your life. In other words, the supernatural will be open to you and your children and your home from this day forward. I'm not planning on losing no battle. Thanks be to God must give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said he causes the triumph in all things in Christ. I can do all things through Christ what strengthens me. Great is he that's in me. See, all these scriptures come alive in the supernatural. See, we've been trying to use these scriptures in the natural. They don't work. Everything God says is supernatural. Everything God says, because he's sovereign, he don't have to ask nobody permission for it to happen. When you get in the supernatural, permission asking is over. You go to commanding things. I say move. I say tree move. Mountain, I say move. Sycamore tree, I say move. Fish, get in the net. Money, come to me right now. The little Spirit of God told me to tell you right now. Yeah, you give me something right on the spot. And you're going to have to be mature to understand this. You are in control. The devil can't stop you. This world system can't stop you. You in control. Why? Because I'm in control. And when you turn your control over to my control, we're going to control some stuff. That's the supernatural. Now, what happened to VMU? Let's see it. And now I have to close. Let's read what happened to VMU. All right, we read the 50th verse, right?
Yes, sir.
And then after you release your spirit, look what happened. And behold, a veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. That veil that keep you from seeing what God's sitting right there for and want to do for you. It removed the blindness of Satan. And after that, they ever move, things start happening. And the earth, what? And the rocks were split. That's supernatural, you see. Huh? And the graves was open. That's supernatural, isn't it? And many bodies of the saints were slept a roll and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. How do you think they felt? I thought you were dead. I was. I know some people ran too. Some people ran back out. Man, you know Tom out there? Tom been dead for 60 years, man. Tom out there, how you doing? Yeah, think about some dead one you know. And all of a sudden, a supernatural move, and they come walking up and say, how you doing? As if nothing happened. Watch your enemy now in verse 54 when you start operating in the supernatural. Watch your enemy. Watch your enemy. I said, watch. Tell somebody, watch your enemy. Watch your enemy. Yeah, when they were up, when the enemy know you operating in the supernatural. You see, ain't many people mess with me. I can talk for myself. A person got to be kind of out of their mind to mess with me. Not many people mess with me because they know I walk in the supernatural. How they know? Well, they know by my fruit. Y'all ain't going to want to hear this. They know when they pass my house. This ain't no natural house. This ain't no natural living here. This man knows somebody. They know I haven't been out there with them. Watch what happened. You got a minute? Watch what happened here. You got to see what happened here. When you release your spirit and the supernatural manifestation and demonstration start taking place, your enemy gonna take notice and ask for another assignment. I can't handle that woman. That woman calling powers I've never seen before. That woman raised her hand, everything started moving. I can't handle her. Give me the demon's in it. Give me another assignment, or easy assignment. That woman talking about the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. I don't want to go to that house no more.
devil chasers in that house. Demon chasers. She waving a white handkerchief all the time. I don't know what the matter with that woman. She won't run. She waving that white handkerchief. I won't go to that house. She ain't talking about the Lord gonna make a way somehow. She said, the Lord already has made a way for me. I want you to know that. I wish y'all let me preach up in here. Don't you feel that vibration in here? That's the Holy Ghost. He came to do something supernatural up in here. Holy Ghost can turn a bumblebee into a butterfly. Something that wasn't beautiful, he can turn it beautiful. And you can't explain it. It happened to me over and over again in this ministry. God just tell you to do something just out of the ordinary. You do what he's telling you to do, and then you don't know what else is going to happen, and he always bring it out from a bumblebee to a butterfly. You understand me? That bumblebee going to change into a butterfly. You got me? That bumblebee is a bumblebee stinging in but that's supernatural. You done come here and got a supernatural anointing on your, I release a supernatural mantle right now. Every person in the sound of my voice, that every bumblebee gonna turn into a butterfly. You know what I mean? The bumblebee is the enemy. He'll sting you, knock you out. But the butterfly just fly and flap them pretty colors to you, you know, say, be alive, be alive. Don't think your bumblebee can't die. I heard somebody doubting this a little bit. Don't you think your bumblebee don't? I don't care how long that bumblebee been stinging you. Today the prophet has said he's going to turn into a butterfly. The very thing that the enemy meant for evil, God is about to turn it out for your good. Come on, give God praise for that. How many glad you came to church this morning? Woo. Suppose you would have missed a service like this. I'm glad I didn't miss it. My God, my God, my God. My time up. I just got to read. But my time never up. The clock don't run me. But, you know, I usually try to give you some time. It's 10 to 11. I usually try to. All right. Verse 54 now. What verse that was in? Verse 54? I'm on the wrong 54. Now when the centurion, that's the enemy, and they that was with him, all of them, watching Jesus. You know you got to watch Jesus. Jesus will mess around and do something out of the ordinary. You got to watch him. See, you got Jesus. See, what you need to be doing is watching Jesus. He's on the inside of you. Good God Almighty. Lord, you helped me this morning. You need to start watching Jesus on the inside. Stop looking at the circumstance on the outside and start watching Jesus on the inside. Watch what Jesus is going to do. Next time you get in problems, say, all right, problem. Watch what Jesus is going to do. I don't have to deal with this. Watch what Jesus is going to do. Come on, say it. Watch what Jesus is going to do. Say this. I'm watching what Jesus is going to do. Here's another chance for Jesus to show himself strong. I'm watching Jesus, me. Woo. For when you watch Jesus, you're going to see some things. You have to watch Jesus. Help me, Jesus. You got to watch Jesus to see the supernatural. Jesus is a supernatural that manifested in the flesh to show you how to do the supernatural while you're still in the flesh. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done,
they feared greatly and said, she sure is a daughter of God. Did you get that? I put it where you can get it. He sure is a son of God. Because, beloved, look at me. We can get in this life the same result that Jesus got. Why? Because Christ in me, the hope of glory. Lift your hand and praise him a moment. Look at me. Look at me now. Watch what's coming out of my mouth now. We got the supernatural happening, rock splitting, people coming out the grave. It's only an insight of how many things can happen when your spirit is released to the Holy Ghost and the manifestations start. All things out of the ordinary start happening. People get out the grave, all kinds of things happen. Just showing you how powerful. But then there's another thing you have to do. Not only do you make your request, not only do you release your spirit, but there's another thing. Not only does a refreshing come. See, you make your request, release your spirit, a refreshing come, right? The veil is removed, right? Come on now. I'm giving you some point now. See, you make your request for the supernatural. You release your spirit, right? What's the third thing? The refreshing of the Lord, the presence come, right? Then the veil is removed. In other words, this natural, educational, smart, psychologically, mundane, worldly system be removed, the curtain is pulled back, and we can see in glory. We see the angels dancing. What did they got another job to do? Somebody to open up, so I got another job. Somebody do a little jigger in here. I got another job to do. Somebody call up here. I got another job to do. And see, I'm tired sitting around. I wish some Christian would let this veil be pulled back so I can get on Jacob's ladder and go up and down and bring me something from God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love my church. Hallelujah, glory. I'm just telling you the truth. I do. I like my company. I like the people I hang with. What? I love the people. Jesus. I love the people I hang with. People who are ready to go for it. Watch this. Resistant no longer have no power. Anything that's been resisting you, when you make them first three or four steps, the resistor no longer has power. You receive that? You go through them stages, I'm telling you, we're training for the supernatural. Whatever was up against you, no weapon. Isaiah 54:17 is written. That is formed against me can stand when I step off in the supernatural. And the man of God is telling me how to step off in the supernatural. Leave my senses behind. Leave my feeling behind. I'm walking in the supernatural. Anything could happen. Right here. Right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm stepping. Come on up. In the supernatural. God Almighty. We're moving. Wait, I'm stepping in the supernatural. Everything about to change in my life. I release my spirit in the name of Jesus.
I'm refreshed
by the presence of the Lord.
Every veil
natural,
in my life,
is torn apart
this morning.
Hallelujah. Defeated another day in your life. Shout and give God the victory. The Spirit of God said, I don't care what's going on in your life. Today, you have received, follow me now, a turnaround. Shout the victory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to tell you one or two more things. You want to take two more things home with you? Not only all resistant power will not be able to function in your life no more. In other words, nothing will be able to stop you no more. The realities of the spirit world will begin to function properly in your life. Write that down. Y'all know where you're going. The realities of the spirit world will begin to function properly in your life. Got it? Y'all got that? The realities of the spirit world, see the veil going on, will begin to function properly in your life. In other words, manifestation won't be no surprise to you. A miracle won't be no surprise to you. Miracle show up at your house. Hello, how you doing? I know you was coming. Sign and wonders will become normal action in your life. You have to turn the Jeep in for a Suburban. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? Yeah, you got to get along on a better ride now. Somebody better pray them up in here. My life has been changed today. Glory to God. And I'm glad about it. I'm going to sing about it. I'm going to shout about it. I'm going to praise God about it. The veil has been torn apart. I can go right. I'm walking in the reality of the spirit world. It's functioning properly. My spirit is functioning properly. My faith is functioning properly. My prayer is functioning properly. My meditation is functioning properly. My grace is functioning properly. My love is functioning properly. My joy is functioning properly. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Let me tell you something else while I got you here. In this transaction of the spirit world into the supernatural and this training, I want you to hear this good.
We learn to ride the waves of the Spirit. We learn to ride the waves of the Spirit. No matter what else is going on, you just get on that wave and just ride. Just trust God. I mean, things can be falling out all around. Just get up, stay on the wave. Stay on the wave. Learn to ride the wave of the Holy Spirit. Everything else can throw you, but don't let that wave throw you. Stay with that wave. And I close with this. You listening? Now today, based on what you heard, all fleshly barriers or limitation blocking people from seeing or entering the will and the presence of God is removed. You see, somebody's got some people in our family that don't want to act right. They're always blocking us. We're trying to pray. Every time we pray three blocks, they tear nine blocks down. Well, after the day, with you riding the wave of the Spirit, they won't be able to tear you down no more. All fleshly barriers, not that demon barriers too, a limitation blocking people from seeing or entering the will and the presence of God is removed. You heard that? It's removed by the supernatural. I'm going to make my request. I'm going to release my spirit. I'm going to see the veil removed. I'm going to receive a restriction from the Lord. I'm just trying to say a few of the things we talked about. I don't want no new paint job. I want a new car. I don't want no remodeling. I want a new house. You understand my language? See, some people think I'm talking about a car. Some people think I'm talking about a house. I ain't talking about no car, no house. I'm just trying to show you. I ain't talking about no car. That's minute. I ain't talking about no house. That's minute. I don't want no painted car. I want a new car. Otherwise, the supernatural going to another realm. I don't want no Volkswagen. I want a Cadillac. Y'all ain't catching me. I don't want no mule. I want a race horse. I don't want no donkey. I want a quarter horse. Todd, I'm giving my horse to you. Sal and all. Happy Boys Day. On the 13, right? I'm talking about my best horse. I ain't riding no more. I got too much responsibility now. So the Lord kept talking to me about it. I'm giving you that horse. Sal, Brawl and all. I don't even know. Hallelujah. And I won't tell you there ain't no cheap horse either. And I'll tell you, been trained by the best. But he know that already. He ain't had no idea that he gonna get my horse this morning. That horse anointed. Then Todd, I want you to come eat with me today. You and your wife, your child, whatever, whoever stay in your house. She said, what about Ty? What happened? How can I get like Ty? Think about it. Glory to God. Don't y'all let the Holy Ghost drive and get jealous because Ty got a horse and going to my house. I like my horse too, boy. I just can't ride. See, because I can't take no chance on falling right now. I got too much responsibility. You know, horse, I'm telling you, a horse is a horse. I don't care how much he trained. You better be riding him all the time. I mean, I've been on the horse one time, not this horse, I've been on the horse one time, and wasn't paying attention, just trusting the horse. Jeez. When I look up, I was seeing the sun, and it was daytime, but I saw some stars too. Go back to your seat. Come on, Montreal, you'll do something with this. I receive. Ha ha ha!
got blessed today? Well, if nobody else got blessed, Todd got blessed. Hey, glory to God. Hey, who told you sit down? Who told you sit down? Why you get to sit down? Raise your hand and praise God. Thank God for what you heard today. Thank God for the visitation of the Holy Ghost. Thank God your life will never be the same. Thank God. Somebody dance. Give the Lord glory in this house. God been good to us today. The Lord have blessed us today. We are blessed people. We are blessed going in and coming out. We the head, not the tail. We the lender, not the borrower. We got to praise him. I'm born again and full of the Holy Ghost. I got a lot to be thankful for. I want to praise him today. So why you do those things publicly? Couldn't you give Todd that horse in the private? No. I wanted to know how the Lord wanted to do it. The Lord been telling me about that about 2 or 3 months. I want to know how he want to do it. He want to do it publicly to let y'all know how things happen. I'm not telling what I'm going to get for giving Todd that horse. I might get $1 million. Todd, good soul. You see my point? I ain't say he perfect. You perfect? Don't go to digging the man's life trying to find him in that pack somebody perfect. Somebody need to dig in your life. Yeah, but I don't go to bar on. Yeah, but you cuss your husband out. Yeah, but I never said a bad word in my life. When you look at him wrong, you're cussing him out. When you disrespect him and make him feel like a little boy, you're cussing him out. Oh, got quiet now. Stroke that man. Stroke him. Make him feel good. Tell him you my man. Tell him, say you my man. Yeah, tell him. Man, you know, he grows 7 years younger. Yeah, it does something. A man need to be strong. A man need to be, that woman, you need to tell that man something every now and then. Tell him, ain't nobody like you, honey. No, nobody like you. I'm so glad I married you. Just lie, you got to. Just lie. Just. I give you the permission to lie. It's like, tell a man something. Stroke him every now and then. A man feel bad if he do a lot of, he accomplish something, and the woman he loved don't say nothing. All other people saying something. Yeah. My wife will tell me. She'll tell me. But you need to say something. Let all the men say amen. All the husbands say amen. Well, it'd be a good time to pick up an offering. Now them guys give their wallet, license plate, everything. Now, man, pass it up. I tell them I'm messing your invitation up. Stop holding out on the man. Then you don't want him to run around. What are you going to do? Let all the married people say amen. See, I was with the apostle until he got there. Right there.